next time, an hour and I is now precisely 10 o'clock.
Radio North Sea International.
International, me of course being Brian McKenzie. Thank you, Robin, for the past hour of music, and Robin will be back for a little while between 11 and 12. But from Brian McKenzie at the moment, good evening, and I hope you can stay with us all the way through until midnight. In fact, you better. If not, we're going to sort you out. Between now and 11 o'clock, I'm going to play some of my favourite music and some of the singles and LP tracks that mean a lot, just like this from the Moody Blues.
Slowly, but I know.
Sansevieres I associate with my stay on Radio North Sea International, going back to the days when I was on from midnight until 3 a.m, and I used to play that particular number quite a lot and dedicate it sometimes to the people who are feeling lonely and living in bedsits. So consequently, it's always got a special place in my memory, and always will, I suppose, as well. Plus the fact, it's got to be a beautiful piece of music, which it's all about. Well, it's really very, very hard at times. I have envisaged doing a last show for a long, long time, but when it actually comes down to it, sometimes you're a little bit lost for words because there's so much you want to say and so much that really you can't think of to say, and then afterwards you may think, oh, I wish I'd said this or said that. But really, it's just me talking to you and playing some music, and I hope you'll enjoy it. And more memories, really, as far as music is concerned, with the next number, which is coming up. And when I first arrived in Holland, along with Rob Eden, to join Radio North Sea in 1971, in October, I believe it was October the 23rd, on the 22nd, I arrived in Holland, and we were at a club, and we were having a drink, and the next number was being played to death, and then also at the same time our station was playing it a lot, Radio North Sea International's Dutch service. And I fell in love with the number, and I almost associate it with my first ever venture into Holland, and it's almost have a very, very special place in, as far as memories go for me, and I hope you like it as well. It's a Cats and One Way Wind.
You saw my eyes were asking.
can tell you with that one. The Cats and One Way Wind. It's 11 minutes after the hour off 10 o'clock, and you're with Brian McKenzie right through until 11, with my final hour from Radio North Sea International, with maybe about 10 minutes or so, or really 20 minutes that Dawn and I have got up until midnight between 11 and 12. But I think that one I shall dedicate to a couple of people who looked after me when I was in Holland, because I was living in a place called Amersfoort for a year and a half, and that's Hank and Bea Chalmer, and also Bea's mother. And I just thank you for everything, because it was super. And I was part of the family, and that made so much, because at one time I was living in hotels, which could be a very, very boring and a little bit lonely at times. And then I started, moving in and staying at Amersfoort all the time, and it really was super. And I spent a very, very enjoyable time in Holland. I got to know the people a little bit more, and believe it or not, learned a language better than what it was before that, which was pretty poor, believe you me. I'm not saying it's great now, but at least I can understand and sometimes converse in Dutch. So Hank and Bea, that I hope you enjoyed, because I think you'll be listening in at the moment, huh? Another gorgeous piece of music which really doesn't have a memory regarding the station. I just think it's superb. Tom Rush and Starlight.
Like starlight on dark water, my love brought life to me. Now I am dying wanting her, and she is loving, living free. Feels cold, the wind doesn't mind. I can't find my star, and my fire has died. The sun, she dies so quietly, so sure of resurrection. And I am dying street, crying for connection.
And I'm blind. house of Lord Danvers, somewhere in Suffolk. Hermione and Rodney are house guests for the weekend. They meet on the veranda.
Well, Rodney, I've just had the most spiffing game of tennis with Lord Danvers.
Oh, you seem to care a lot about him.
Well, he's such a nice chap. And I find these newfangled contraptions of his absolutely super.
Yes, I saw you both listening to the new wireless box.
Oh, Rodders, I do believe you're jealous. We were only listening to Brian McKenzie on Radio North Sea International. That was all.
Oh, Hermione.
Oh, Rodney.
Brian McKenzie on R&I is absolutely spiffing.
That's an old name. That's the last time that I shall ever be playing that on Radio North Sea International. But it's another little bit of memory for me, and I hope you enjoyed it as well, although I've been playing it quite a few times recently as well. But still, it's lots and lots of memories, and that's what I'm into.
Your baby doesn't love you
This is my very last radio show. After this, it's all finito, finished, as far as I'm concerned, although Radio North Sea International will be continuing under the name of Radio Nova International, and all the other guys will be sticking around for that. But for me, well, this is totally my last program. And, well, I'm just sitting here, and lots of memories going through my head as I'm playing the music. I mean, start thinking back and all the things that have happened, and there's just so much. There's been good times, with lots and lots of fun. There's been also times when we were a little bit nervous and rough weather and anchor breaks and what else have you, which I've been through. But for the life of me, I wouldn't change it for anything, because it's been 3 years, just about anyway, that are going to be very, very special to me for the rest of my life. I've had a great time, and really, it just means so much. One can't say, put into words your exact feelings. But really, when also disc jockey starts on a radio station, something he always looks forward to receiving is mail. And for the first couple of weeks, until people, the normal listeners, get into actually what you're doing and to get to know you as a person, you only get a few letters, and then it builds up and builds up. But when I joined, I was in the same position. But there's a gang of people, and I may forget some of the names. If I do, my sincere apologies, but I know a lot of them. I've got down written in front of me anyway, that just means so much, really, a national treasure, the thoughts of you for a long, long time to come, believe you me. And people like Robert and Peggy, that's Robert Tidmarsh and Peggy Sheldrake, who flooded us with mail from the very beginning. Dorothy Stigwood, who was superb and sent many beautiful presents as well. So, Dorothy, you are someone special, and I shall remember your name, definitely, in the years to come. Also, Elaine Spence, who has been another regular listener, writing many, many nice letters and cheering me up sometimes when I was down as well, making me laugh. All the people over in Magherafelt, who were very, very loyal to my programs and also, in fact, to the station in general, which is nice. Also, Liz Poole and Robin Harvey, another couple of super people I've had the pleasure of meeting. Up in Glasgow, a guy who wrote too many controversial letters to me and also gave me a lot of laughs, Gordon C. Dunlop. Gordon, thank you. And, well, there's many, many more. I shall think of some other names as I go along and give you a mention as well. So don't think I've forgotten you totally. I'm just trying to get my senses all together and remember names and what else have you. But for everyone concerned, I hope you like this one from the Supremes. Someday we'll be together. Becky Bergman over in Holland, also Maureen Windeveld from Holland, Lois van Dyke again from Holland, who have been regular writers and really have appreciated it so much, and over to England, Maureen Ann Daly, and a guy that, well, in some ways helped me out quite a lot with letters of support and what else have you from the very beginning. He's also a very, very good friend. That's Buster Pearson in Benfleet in Essex. So Buster, good evening to you, and well, I hope you're keeping nice and well. and, well, happy as well. That's the main thing, of course. If you're not happy, oh, boy.
Radio North Sea makes you happy.
Brian the Killed Mackenzie has a really great, great show. Why then don't you join him on Radio 220?
27 and a half minutes after that of 10 o'clock and Brian McKenzie farewell show from Radio North Sea International. Remember this one from Mac Davis, another one which means an awful lot to me.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes, and it's starting to worry me. I ain't ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me. Just keep it friendly, girl, 'cause I don't wanna leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, 'cause I can't breathe. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you and I'll set you free. Baby, baby, get hooked on me.
Thinking, which is strange now, at the time, well, it applied to me in lots of ways at that particular moment in time, and it just shows you how things change, because I was going out doing this, doing that, seeing lots of people and having fun, and now it doesn't apply at all because I'm getting married, which is the most important thing that's happening to me in the future anyway, and there we go. And I think I shall play this next.
It is Radio Nordsee.
Auf Kurzwelle, Mittelwelle und UKW.
International.
Well, the voice you heard saying auf Kurzwelle, Mittelwelle and UKW is our boss in Zurich, who at the moment is in Holland, I do believe, and that's Edwin Bellier, and the guy is responsible for Radio Nordsee International being here, and of course, especially responsible for the international service and keeping it on there, along with his partner, Erwin Meister. So I think the next number I'm going to play for both of them, because it's one of my all-time favorite numbers, and I played it so many times over the airwaves of Radio North Sea International. It's not true. It's in German, it's by Peter Maffay, and it's simply called, well, Du. And what can I say to the two guys but just thanks for having me on your radio station.
Sag, dass ich dich nie verliere.
Lo-Fi and Dooging out especially from me with a big thank you to Edwin Bollier and Erwin Meister, and I hope you enjoyed it. That's got to be one of my all-time favorite numbers, and if you've been a regular listener to my programs since I joined the station, then you can say to yourself, yeah, that's definitely so. I've heard him play it so many, many times.
Brian McKenzie.
When I keep telling myself, turn on a smile, I count to three. I've mentioned this over the past week many, many times about the amount of mail that we've all received on myself, that really it's impossible to thank everyone and to name-check everyone on the air who has sent in a letter. So to everyone, really, if I've admitted you or if you've maybe missed when I've thanked you for it before, can I just say thanks a million, because without you, I would have been nothing. And I'd have been sitting here talking to myself, which we'd never do at all, and I wouldn't have been around. It's as simple as that. So, really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you very, very much, all of you, and that means especially just you, right? And here's something which is the nicest way I can think of saying thanks, from Jim Crochet.
Can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say.
And I'll have to say I love you in a song, which is another number that means an awful lot to me. And, well, it was just especially for you. And once again, thanks a million for just everything, for all the presents at birthday times and Christmas and New Year and what else have you, and all the really nice things, the cards, what else. There's just so much. And that, to me, was the only way I could think of thanking you in some way with music, because it says just a little bit more than I can possibly get out of myself to say into the mic without becoming a little bit emotional about the whole thing. So I hope you enjoyed it. And once again, you're just so very, very good. You really are. Another oldie coming up right now. The Marbles.
Yeah!
she was only one woman of. That's a real good oldie, another one that brings back happy memories for me from different things, and I'm just sharing really musical memories with you at the moment. And, well, I hope you're enjoying the music. Not too long left, actually. I've got, let's see, 16 minutes left off the Brian McKenzie farewell thing. Then we're going to our final hour of broadcasting on Radio North Sea International, taking up until midnight. Following myself at 11, we've got Roger Kent, who's going to be playing some of his favourite music and also saying his boy boys and everything else. And going back again to some people that have meant a great deal to me since I joined Radio North Sea International and have, well, in some ways, taken me under the wing and looked after me when I've been a little bit maybe down and what else have you. And this is always if I've been in Holland. And that's Bruno, who's our engineer on Amiibo. He's been with us from the very beginning. And also to his lovely wife, Luz, who are two of the most super people I've had the pleasure of meeting since I came out to Radio North Sea International. And I know they're listening at the moment. So Bruno, Luz, thanks just for being you. Show come to an end without playing something from the Eagles, that's for sure, and that one, which has got to be one of my all-time favourite numbers from them. The title, Tequila Sunrise, has gone to, especially to Bruno and Luz over there in Lai Chi Dan, sitting by the radios at the moment. You know something, to be honest, I thought I'd be rather cool about the whole thing, and I wouldn't become emotional, but as time goes on, I'm finding it increasingly difficult to remain that way.
Just turn the switch on your radio. Come on and try and have a go. You'll hear the Brian McKenzie Show.
Oh, Jesse, you've no idea how Brian McKenzie turns me on.
The Brian McKenzie Tango and then Music Machine. More music. Rita Coolidge. And this really sums up the guys I work with, my crew.
Can I sing a song for you?
Of music, my crew, and that is the best way of saying thank you in some ways to the guys I work with, four guys upstairs from the International Service, and that's Don Allen, Roger Kent, Robin Banks, and Bob Noakes, and I couldn't have wished to have worked with the nicer guys. It's as simple as that. So fellas, thanks for being who you are, I think. Right, I've got time for this, and then my final record. And a number you've heard many, many times. I've always ended my show with it, but tonight, a little bit different for obvious reasons.
Our lips shouldn't touch.
Move over, darling.
I like it too much.
Move over, darling.
That gleam in your eyes is no big surprise anymore. 'Cause you fooled me before.
Move over, darling.
Doris, and I'm sure that one you recognize by now if you've heard the ends of my shows for a long, long time. Doris Day and Move Over, Darling. But for about the past, I think it's 2.5 years, because that's how long the next particular thing has been going, roughly, anyway. It means so much to me, and it's also an awful lot I think it means quite a lot to the people who've been listening to my programs. And it started off by a request from someone who wrote in and said, how about sometime in your program saying goodnight to us? And I found a particular piece of music which, in my opinion, suited the whole thing, and got it underway. That, of course, particular spot became known as Boy Boy Time, and something that is very, very special to me. And for the last time, I'm saying boy boy in a strange way, and there's not too much one can think of to say at the moment. A little bit choked, that's being honest. But I'm going to play BJ Thomas, and it's just for you, right? And just thanks for having me around on your radio. And maybe sometime, somewhere else, there might be another Brian McKenzie show. I don't know. It won't be in the near future anyway. I've got a few other things to get myself into first. So until not tomorrow night, because there's silence on your radio tomorrow night, and no more Brian McKenzie, of course. And you've got to try and give a little smile at the moment as well, just for me. And then you make me happy. So, boy, boy.
She was just 16 and all alone.